From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. and South Korean militaries fired missiles into South Korean territorial waters in direct response to North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch Friday. The White House called the North's missile test a reckless and dangerous action, which will further isolate the country. Michael Ellman at the International Institute for Strategic Studies commented and said Pyongyang had two objectives with the launch.
One is to further proof and establish the reliability of the one they tested in July, the ICBM they tested. But I think they'll want to make improvements to it by reconfiguring the second stage.
Analysts have stated that the theoretical range of the missile tested could be over 10,000 kilometers. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. VOA's Philip Alexio.
The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. The five-member panel of judges also ordered anti-corruption authorities to swiftly open investigations into Sharif's daughter, Maryam Nawaz, her husband and Pakistani finance minister, Ishaq Dar. The charges against the Sharif family and others stem from leaked financial documents known as the Panama Papers, which listed the prime minister's children as holders of offshore bank accounts and posh overseas properties. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Russia's foreign ministry said Friday it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved Thursday by the U.S. Congress. A U.S. State Department official said on background that they have received the Russian government's notification and that the ambassador expressed strong disappointment. VOA News.